graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Oh, hey folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And if you want to listen to a good podcast, listen to my good buddies at Suplex City Limits. That's the podcast to check out wrestling. Tough guy, ho!
I said I'm too loud, I'm paid today. I got me a pocket full of change. If you believe like working hard all day, just step in my shoes and take my pain. I was born, my papa saw, when I hit the ground, I was on the run. Behind, you can have yours, just give me mine. When the hounds are barking in the black of the night, stick my hand in my pocket, everything's alright.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 127 of Suplex City Limits for September 26th, 2017. More savage than Randy, with more dick than Lanny, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's officially kicked out of the SCL locker room and has been changing in the hallway by a garbage can, my co-host,
Mr. Tyler Fudge. And you know what? That garbage can, it stinks. And I'm going to blame that for why my flaccid penis looks so small.
Jeez. I never know where it's going.
I don't either. I never know where it's going either.
Oh my, Suplex City Limits available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Tyler at The Federation. We have t-shirts available at Pro Wrestling Tees. 4 designs available, sizes small to 5XL. Shipping all across this beautiful planet of ours. And you can also donate on Patreon. Get yourself a shout out on the show. Like bad motherfuckers, Casey. 2 years worth of donating. Thank you very much, sir. Wrestling Soup Podcast, The Mizcast, Infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, and Winter is Coming. Dig out your coats. It's Jeremy fucking Fulcher.
That is partways a clap for you and the nicknames, and partways a clap for long-time donations.
There you go. This week on the Pot Smokinest Wrestling Pod on the Internet, the podcast of the immortals, we do what we do every week. We get baked as fuck, which I'm very much done already.
I'm getting there. I'm still trying, but I'm getting there.
And we'll recap the entire week in wrestling. This week we'll talk headbutts and half-empty arenas. We'll talk
Mae Young Finals.
Mae Young Finals.
Maybe a Mae Young Barbie doll that looks like Lana.
We'll also, of course, have our Suplex City Limits top 5 matches of the week and a whole lot more. We may as well get into it, as we do every week, with the fucking news.
This week in the news, Mr. 450 cleared of all charges and WWE has a new mobile game. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to me. this week's news.
I was looking at mine, and I was like, I'm going to keep the good ones for Jim.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot going on this week. What's the...
I feel like I'm missing out on something. Because, my biggest one is that Hogan called people complaining about having no power after a hurricane pussies.
He called us. He called and complained.
No. The people that are, complaining how there's no power yet after Hurricane Irma.
Yeah.
He's basically calling them pussies. You guys are pussies, brother. You should have bought 18 generators.
Does he have power? He must.
Oh, without a doubt, he does. He's Hulk Hogan. Look at all that fuck you money you got from that lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Did he ever really get much of that money, though?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably.
I don't know why they can't just shut the fuck up, right? Like, why can't you just shut the fuck up and go away, Hulk Hogan?
Because old men on Twitter is just a mistake. Except, not all of them. Hulk Hogan on Twitter is a mistake.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite stories of the week. The police are on the hunt for a thief who robbed a Circle K wearing a La Parca mask.
Yes.
The surveillance photos of him in a La Parca mask robbing the store. Fucking glorious.
Please,
man.
Tell me he was carrying a chair.
He was not carrying
fuck.
A chair.
Fuck, fuck,
he
should
have came in and threatened him with the chair, and then on the way out did the chair guitar solo.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome, dude.
Which, it's you could put the park up with Bill and Ted and just superimpose them there and just be the great. And you know, use fucking PJ Black and Jack Evans, too. You got yourself a 5-way.
Well, yeah. According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, a Circle K on Highway 29 was robbed at gunpoint by somebody wearing a La Parca mask.
Oh, man. So what is a Circle K?
Circle K is just like a fucking mini march or something.
Because I keep on expecting you to just be like Circle Jerk or whatever. It's just like, man, you guys got it fucking... You know what's going on.
The suspect was last seen running north through the parking lot after the robbery before doing a fucking dive to the outside into the woods.
Before doing a tope suicida into the rose bush.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome. I actually have I have that exact same La Parca mask.
You probably got it in the exact same place, too.
Mine was just, I don't know where mine was bought. Someone bought it for me.
Oh, I just assumed it was like Lucha Crate or something.
No, I got my La Parca one I got at, from somebody who bought it at like a fucking flea market somewhere.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. Oh, dude, I have a fucking lot. I have a lot of Lucha Libre masks in my place. It's absurd.
I know you do. It's crazy.
There's like piles of them and shit. I want to buy some more heads, but the styrofoam heads are like $8 a shot at fucking Hobby Lobby.
Really? Just because you're buying them in that Hobby Lobby. I bet you've gone on Amazon and you get them for like fucking $2.
Yeah, but these ones are nice. These are like... Most of them are like a woman face, if they even have a face. This one's actually like a dude face, and it's like proper size and shit.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no less.
I don't even know what Hobby Lobby is. It just sounds like an expensive place.
Oh, no, I don't know. It's bullshit. As you mentioned in the intro, Mr. 450 cleared it in his domestic violence case.
Yeah, man, he's like OJ.
The glove did not fit. Nope. He was the incident took place WrestleMania weekend. It says no charges were brought on anyone involved in the incident. The case has been unfounded.
So, like, does that just mean like charges were just like she dropped charges, or?
Well, they say there that they said it was unfounded. So, but the report was that he choked out his girlfriend. And then, of course, hit her with a 450 off the dresser.
Yeah. Fucking guy.
So. That's good for him, I guess. I didn't mind that guy until, like, that he had that little run there. And then he went to WWE when he was already hurt and then, like, faked it like he got hurt there. Which I wouldn't have cared if it was covered by them, but it wasn't. He then tried to, you know, get money from fans under these bullshit pretenses, you know?
Yeah, the guy's just an all-around piece of shit, I guess.
Well, I mean, you can take choking his girlfriend off the list of, off the list of things that he's done.
Well, I mean, you apparently hasn't done. Allegedly.
Yeah. Jax is now producing adult-sized Ric Flair robes for $69.99.
What?
Have you seen these?
No.
Yeah, you can now purchase your very own adult-sized collectible Ric Flair robe for $70 thanks to Jack Specific. Yeah, the item is 100% polyester.
So, a.k.a. cheap as fuck.
Well, yeah, but they fucking... Dude, come on, man.
Is it good? I haven't seen it.
It looks... You know, you paid $70 for it, you know? And it's made by a toy company.
I suppose, yeah.
But it's still pretty cool. It's not really news, but I mean, I just wanted to throw
I mean, I gotta find it now. So
yeah, it's out there. I mean, the other kind of big story going on this week with Baron Corbin It has now been, you know, now we know why his push was fucking taken away from him. And that was because, you heard about this? They had what's that cat's name? Maroon?
Yeah, the meeting with Maroon and how he spoke out of line during the meeting.
Well, he just, like, tried to be Mr. fucking expert.
Well, you know, the only...
And then they found out he's suing. He's in the NFL lawsuit.
Yes.
And they didn't know that, dude. Nobody there knew that.
Yeah, and it's crazy. But I say good on him for speaking his mind, though. You know, it's... If somebody's saying that you don't agree, because I'm a proponent, because I live my life by it. If you say something I don't agree with, I'm going to let you know. But that's just me being pushy. You know, I feel, you know, NFL does cause a lot of injuries, you know, a lot of concussions. But, I mean.
Of course they're going to look at you with a sideways eye when they find out that you're suing the NFL for fucking concussion shit.
Especially when they have a concussion lawsuit ongoing right now.
What a dumb motherfucker.
And then factor in that headbutt while you're doing a concussion lawsuit. Yeah. Smart move, buddy.
Well, you're also like arguing with a doctor, right?
Yeah.
And you're just a dumb fuck who played football.
But we don't say that about Daniel Bryan when he argues with that same doctor. You know what I mean?
He's not a dumb fuck, though.
No, but it's kind of the same, you know what I mean? Like, it's the same premise, but I agree what you're saying.
Yeah, as you see, like, this week on fucking Total Bellas, that dude's smart as shit. He knows what's going on.
Oh, fuck, dude, that's episode, I don't know why you hate it. I enjoyed it so much.
There was good stuff in there. You hear that Cassius Ohno, and I guess under that name, will be challenging ICW champion Joe Kofi. Coffee?
Coffee, yeah.
Coffee. In Dude, England this weekend. So that's interesting that they're letting him do that.
That will be a stellar match because Joe Coffee is just a brick shithouse, and Cassius Ohno is Cassius Ohno is Chris Hero. So it's going to be a great match. I have no doubt in my mind.
At least they're like, well, we're not really fucking going to do anything with this guy down here. Yeah.
Let's just let him train some people and do a couple indies. He'll be cool.
What are they going to do with that guy? Nothing, right? Nothing. Is he training people?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. He equates that to being one of the reasons why he got let go, though.
What's that?
He would train people while they were like at the performance center. Really, he if they were in the performance center, he'd show other people how to wrestle.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily how WWE would show him. So he got a lot of heat for that.
The first time he got fired?
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's silly now. So he's going to be over there as Cassius Ohno.
Yeah.
Which has to be one of the dumbest fucking names in the history of wrestling.
It's I like to try to play devil's advocate, but I can't with that one.
You know, yeah.
Well, I was like, well, Cassius is Muhammad Ali and Ohno is Apollo Ohno. Together, I don't know why they got those two.
Sonny Ohno, motherfucker.
Fuck on me, fuck on you. It's not Sonny Ohno, but it's the funnier equivalent.
Right. Their dates coming up here for this India thing. They have two Raw live events this year in India. One in New Delhi at a 16,000 seat arena. And they'll also be in Abu Dhabi and shit. But seeing that he will not be on the fucking tour. Mahal may not be on this tour.
Really?
I have no idea.
Like, are they assuming that because it's Raw?
Yeah. Well, people, they're not sure, but I mean, I think he's going to be. He fucking better be.
Well, you look at it, when they go to Japan, everybody relevant in Japan goes, no matter what brand you're on. Like, Nakamura will go if Raw goes over there. Kairi Sane and Asuka went over to Japan when they went over there. Yeah, you know, so like everybody goes over there, and then I think you'll see him there.
I would hope so. What else you got, man? Anything?
Let me see here. I'm too busy looking at a Ric Flair robe. WWE's coming out with a mobile game called WWE Mayhem. Let's just hope it's not as bad as WCW Mayhem.
Or as bad as every other WWE fucking phone game.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a legit wrestling game. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen the photo of AJ Styles wearing a mask?
I did, yeah, from Japan.
Isn't that weird? It's like the Bullet Club mask.
Yeah, he just wore it down to the ring or whatever.
Well, yeah, still. No, but it's still...
pretty cool.
They made it, you know, like that's a mask they made, so you got to think there's some kind of plan there somewhere.
Well, that could be.
And I thought this was a good little tidbit, Jim. It's projected that Nikki will be the third one eliminated on Dancing with the Stars.
Excellent. Excellent. Who else was eliminated? We suppose we don't know.
Nobody. That hadn't started yet, but she's projected to be the third one eliminated.
Oh, this is... I thought it was like two people have already been eliminated, you know?
Oh,
and
no.
And she's expected to be third. Like, no, this is the fucking Dancing with the Stars power rankings.
This is the betting odds.
You can fucking bet on that.
Yep.
That's Nick interesting, Lachey actually.
From 98 Degrees is supposed to be the front runner.
Oh, my.
Terrell Owens is in this year's Dancing with the Stars.
I'd put him number one, dude.
He's like fifth from the bottom.
Fuck that. They have no idea. Terrell Owens is a competitive motherfucker, dude. He will dance. He'll go out there and fucking dance like he's never danced. Speaking of that fucking gambling shit, though, I wasn't even really going to talk about it, but we may as well. Somebody made a shitload of money on some SummerSlam bets, man.
Really?
Allegedly some insiders made a fuckload of money off betting on that. Which I always wondered, like, couldn't you? Like, if you got a job at WWE, couldn't you then, hey, I'm fucking going over tomorrow? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you could definitely. Tell me that. You could text me that, and then I could bet on it and make a fuckload of money.
Yeah, but now it only really works if it's going to be like an upset of some sort. You know what I mean? Because,
well, sure, but I'm saying, like, you know, if you're a bigger name in that, you can make a fuckload of money extra.
Oh yeah,
you do that to have people on the outside. You just take half of what they get. I don't know.
I'm sure that shit is done all the time. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not. Could that even be legal? Like, you're betting on something that's predetermined. That's your own fucking fault. I always wondered who bets on wrestling.
I'm sure it can be fun. I've never done it. You know, I mean, I'm sure it could add something to the show, especially if you've done like these wild bets. But I don't know. Part of me feels like I would.
When I was a kid. A large part of my getting into wrestling was watching it with my grandfather, but also with my uncle. And when I was a little kid, I imagine that they just swapped who got to pick first each match, but they would always do for quarters. They would fucking bet on every match on really? Fucking pay-per-views. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. See, it makes it fun. You know what I mean?
I'll give you that. Give you something to root for.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I put money on the Stanley Cup Finals every year, and it rivets me every time. You know what I mean? It's like one of these projected squares thing where you pick a square and you're stuck with a certain score. So like you get a dollar for every second that it's the score you have, and it's like you pray to God for 0-0.
Right. And like Royal Rumble ones are fun. We did that last year. And the group wasn't for money, but it was like everyone picked a number and, you know.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else was there talk about this week?
I got nothing else for news, to be completely honest with you.
God, I got a million stories this week. What the fuck?
Well, go for it, man.
No, they're all just garbage, though. I don't know why I chose them. You know, like, what the fuck did I... Why did I even put this into my...
Give me an example. Give me an example.
Raw next week on Raw, Alexa Bliss will face Nia Jax in a non-title match.
Does that make so much sense, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going into the pay-per-view in a four-way match.
Yeah.
Take around one-on-one. The one match that we haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much it, man.
Good job.
Raw was fucking shitty this week.
Oh, man. Should we just go into Raw or no?
Well, and also, Cena's not booked for this Monday's Raw.
Oh, really?
Evidently, he's going to China this weekend for Sunday's SmackDown live event in Shenzhen.
I suppose being the only one that can speak Mandarin there.
Yeah. Also, Lesnar's not scheduled for Raw. So no Lesnar, no Cena on your go-home show. The top two matches on the card.
And this makes no sense. No sense. Why didn't you hold off last week to this week? You know what I mean?
They're fucked. We always talk about that. So we may as well. Let's just we talk about Raw, or we can do the top five.
Let's keep with tradition.
Suplex City Limits
Top 5.
All right. Suplex City Limits Top 5, our top 5 favorite matches of the week. They're not the best. They're not your favorites. They're just our favorites. Take us on through, man. We pretty much, I guess we never really nailed it down.
I was just going to say, we never discussed what
we got it. We knew what we got this discussed.
Okay, well, let's start with on SmackDown. We had in the Las Vegas Street Fight the Usos against the New Day.
Fantastic.
Those matches are always good. You know, the Usos and New Day, they can't help but put on good matches, I guess.
I don't even care. Like, these have been the work rate matches of WWE, have been these two tag teams.
And who would have thought, if you looked at me 2 years ago and told me that the Usos would be putting on matches with Big E Langston and Xavier Woods or Kofi Kingston, you'll love them. I'm like, meh, I don't believe you. That's Rikishi's.
Well, Usos have always been solid, man. I mean, you know,
I've
even
never
when they were
been a fan of them. I've never been a fan of them when they're like, you know, when they're wearing those waist high tight shorts things.
Yeah, and they come out and do the ooh kamua.
Oh fuck, I hated that so much.
Well, we did too, but I mean, I remember being on this show, you know, always kind of being like, you know, they're good in the ring, but fucking stupid. It sucks. Yeah. At least their new shit is like decent. I mean, they're the WWE tag team of the fucking year so far.
I agree completely. What else?
They reinvented themselves. They got a new thing. It's good. They're putting on awesome matches. They're hot right now.
They finally got a shirt that sells.
Yeah, right.
Right? Like, Jesus. Who's going to buy those war paint ones? Christ.
The play in the paint, dude?
Oh, fuck that.
But yeah, play I'm not
paint.
Bored
what
of these.
What the fuck does that mean? Does that just mean, like, you sit down with paint and you just rub it all over your body all sensually? Like, what? I don't get it.
Well,
jerk
like
off with paint on your hand?
Be like a basketball thing, probably.
Yeah, but they wear paint, though, so you got to take it to the paint route, right?
Well, that's true. Play on words. But yeah, I'm not bored of this yet. I'll keep watching these matches. I just wish they would build some other fucking contenders. You know, it'd be a lot more interesting scene if, like, oh, these two are going for the, you know, we're at it, but there's this other team who's surging lately, and like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, some booking.
That's true. True. But like, you can tell easily that they're trying to get New Day to be like the most winningest tag team of WWE history.
Yeah.
What
which
are they
is
at,
weird,
like five right? reigns now?
Like, it's going to be fucking weird, right? Three time.
Are they three time?
I think they're three time.
Fair enough. But it would be weird just to think of that. What's really weird to think of is like Kofi Kingston is one of the most decorated WWE superstars of all time. That's weird to think of.
I heard that they were trying to push for him to have a solo run.
They might be.
Like Woods and Big E have been trying to like champion him getting some kind of a solo. I think Big E's the guy out of that group who... I think you could still have him as a three-man group. You could still have Kofi and Woods tag. But you could have Big E as a singles guy holding like a secondary belt, I think would be really fucking smart.
Yeah.
Even if you did it all at once where you have Woods and Kofi are the tag champs and he is, you know, and he's got a secondary belt.
Kind of like the Shield.
Yeah. I guess he'd have the U.S. belt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
As it were.
So that would be good.
What would be the next match?
We had Rey Mysterio Jr. versus Montanza and Lucha Underground. So it was the best match. It was the main event. It was the best match of the show.
Yeah, oh, easily. Easily.
Super good. Like, a properly done tiny guy versus big guy match is awesome. Who's better at that than Rey Mysterio? Fucking yeah. Nobody.
And then when you think of it, that big guy is actually a small big guy. And it's 10 times better because he does big guy better than most big guys.
Yeah. Well, he is a huge motherfucker.
Well, I mean, like, in traditional standards of being tall and shit like that, he's pretty short, but he's just built like a brick shit house and wide as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, this match was really good. We'll talk more about it when we get to Lucha Underground. What else? We had the Mae Young Classic final. So,
yep.
Kairi Sane. Yeah, and let's do yeah. This is the only discussion we'll have, I guess, of the Mae Young.
Might as well, hey, because it is the only thing that happened in that show. Did you know, Jim, that I have been spelling Kairi Sane wrong on the top five for the last 2 weeks in a row?
I've seen you spell some shit pretty weird on there before.
I'm a pretty shitty speller.
To check them, maybe. But yeah, I mean, what are you going to do, huh? Did they fly Lillian Garcia in just for this?
Oh, yeah.
Or I suppose it was Vegas. She probably lives in Vegas, that bitch.
You know her podcast ain't bringing her anywhere. Nowhere.
I was like, really, dude? Like, wouldn't it be so cool if we had a woman announce it, too? Like, I guess, dude. Get a woman to ring the fucking bell, too.
They got women everywhere. You know what I mean? Like Renee Young. Use her to announce it. Fuck it.
Very weird. The match, I don't know. I mean, I don't even really have any notes on it. I looked at my notes. I'm just like,
I mean,
that was a good match.
The match was a good match. Nothing spectacular, but it was a good match.
Yeah. I mean, it being the final of the tournament and, you know, that whole thing, it definitely added to it being on the top five.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, this match is actually worth something, means something. Unlike in every other match on Raw or something, you know? So, yeah.
And you know, you had good fiery babyface, you know, because Kairi Sane is the best babyface they got. We've talked about that before.
Sure, yeah.
And her winning is I was surprised. I was actually surprised because like I think the right person won, but just being Kairi being such a good babyface, I just assumed they'd let the heel take it because she's going to get over no matter what.
Oh, I'm glad they didn't. But I was with you. I thought they would.
Yeah,
and they didn't even do the angle here.
No, which is weird. Why?
Why did you not do the angle here? What was the fucking point then?
I don't either. I don't know.
There was no need for her to go to the final then.
No, kind of not, unless the only reason was to establish her.
I guess, but you figured this is where it was going to happen.
Yeah, at least the remnants of it. You know what I mean? Like something to bring you there.
It wasn't helped out by the fact, you know, remember that, you know, we were saying it like, here we got to have this match in front of a bunch of people who probably don't know what's happening, don't know who these chicks are.
Yeah.
And they just went through a SmackDown, which at least this SmackDown was a good SmackDown. Like the one last week was one of the worst shows I fucking watched.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But like, you know what, though? I found the crowd for the Mae Young Classic was better than the crowd for 205 Live usually. You know what
Did
I mean?
Did you hang out? Well, and that was the 205 Live was on after that. Like, yeah. Who watched that shit? Fuck.
I know. I would have peaced out so fast.
And afterwards, of course, Triple H and Steph are out to get a little fucking spotlight. What the fuck kind of fucking Seth Rollins pantsuit thing was she wearing, dude? That was awful.
I didn't pay attention. She
looked
but...
black and gold. It looked like Seth Rollins fucking thing.
Oh. So, like, just like a sequence thing, or?
I mean, you'd have to look. It's black, and it's got, like, yeah, gold sparkly shit on it, and it looks fucking awful.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
But it showed, it went by the crowd, and they showed fucking Summer Rae, who was filming with her phone. She was filming the end of her career. Like, this is when my career ended. When they signed a bunch of chicks who could actually... Where is this chick? Why is she there? Is she hurt? She's been hurt forever then.
I just don't care. You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, I don't either, but I just think it's stupid when they fucking pay people. You know, what was that other fucking broad they paid forever? God damn it.
A lot
of
them.
We talk about her all the time. The one who used to fuck... oh, god damn it. I don't know, whatever. That broad who was on Total Divas and had a baby with some new metal looking
guy.
Oh,
Rosa Meza, Rosa Mendez.
Yeah, who worked for that, retired from the company after 10 years.
10 of years doing of service, what? Baby. Yeah, just polishing rods, apparently.
Exactly. Fuck. And, well, so from there, we had Wolfgang and Pete Dunne. UK championship match from NXT.
That was a fine match.
That was a fine match. Fuck, how good is Pete Dunne? Like, I remember after that tournament, I was like,
you hated him. You weren't a big fan.
I didn't get it, man. I didn't get it at first, but, dude, he's continued to put on fucking badass matches. That match with Bate was one of the best matches.
Tell me the last one with Bate had
this year.
Tell me the last one they did at TakeOver?
Yeah, from TakeOver.
Yeah, that was a really, really good match. They can't help but put on good matches. But is that the fourth match that we've listed there now?
Yes, it is.
The fifth match. We never ever agreed on what the fifth match would be.
Oh, no, it definitely
is. The four-man?
It's definitely the eight-man tag.
Yeah, eight-man tag, yeah. With the basically Bullet Club versus the Search and Destroy.
Yeah, this match was fucking awesome.
It was. It was balls to the wall. Because I remember you texted me and was just like, yeah, here's what I think should be in the top four or top three or whatever.
That's four, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, I haven't watched ROH yet. And I watched it before you and was like, dude, it's got to be in there. It has to be.
This is my favorite match of the week.
I think mine too. Mine too. Yeah. Especially after I missed the Motor City Machine Guns and that match that they had the other week that you said was really good.
Yeah.
So I was quite happy to see this one. And then you add in Jay White and shit. It's great.
Yeah, and Grisham.
Anyway. I mean, he's a good worker, I guess, but like, I mean, he's nothing.
Repping the Bullet Club with Gorillas of Destiny and the Young Bucks.
How good is Tama Tonga, though? I fucking love him.
Dude, how about that shooting star press into Cutter?
Holy fuck.
I popped hard as shit for that. Too. It was perfectly done, too.
I did, too. That was
so,
beautiful.
If you didn't see this, it's basically all the way around on the shooting star press. Then completely from off camera.
Slides in.
Was it Tonga who did that?
Yeah, it's Tonga. Oh, God. Slides. Camacho ain't doing it.
Okay, he slides in the fucking ring and gets him on a cutter, man. Oh, my God. It was really fucking good.
Oh, it was a thing of beauty. Randy Orton hasn't done anything like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I thought that was so good. And it's such a better name, too. Gunstun? I like that name.
Yeah. I mean, as this match just, it makes the WWE eight-man tags and six-man tags just look so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this shows what eight dudes in a match should be an advantage to it, not a fucking hindrance, man.
Well, it should be. If you have to put eight people in a match, it should just be chaos. You know what I mean? And not one or two people fighting in a ring and the rest of them just laying around.
I'm just saying, like, every WWE, they haven't done it as much anymore, but remember when they were just on autopilot completely and every Raw was just like six or eight man tags? They're just the worst, man. It's just so standard. By the fucking numbers, it's fucking lame. This match was insane, dude.
Yeah, it was.
They're off the stage. They're fucking out of the ring, over the top. I mean, it was really good. And, Search and Destroy take the win on this. Yeah, definitely my pick for match of the week.
Yeah. Easily. There's nothing How weird that, is that comes close to it. That eight-man tag week. Is the match of the week.
Yeah, our top five, so this week's top five is a tag match, an eight-man tag match, a women's match, and
a lucha.
A lucha mask. Well, Rey Mysterio mask match in 2017.
Yeah.
And then two fucking basically unknown guys from the UK. Well, not really, but.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I would call in the grand scheme of things unknown.
On the subject of that, on the subject of that UK belt, do you have to be British or from the UK to fight for this belt? Who are contenders for this belt? You know what I'm saying? There's like there's only four dudes, right? There's Seven,
Bates,
Wolfgang, and Dunne, and that's it. Like, who's next? Who's the next contender for this belt?
I don't know. But like, you think
he already had a shot. Seven did have a shot already.
Fair enough. Then it goes right back to bait. Fuck it.
Where's Gallagher? Man, where's Gallagher at?
He's turning heel on 205 Live.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's turned heel. He's aligned with, I believe, Neville.
Fuck off.
That awkward gap of silence said everything he needed to know.
Who the fuck decided to turn that guy heel, man?
Right? It makes no sense. Oh, it makes no sense. That's like turning Rey Mysterio heel. It's not to that level, but it's the same premise.
It's fucking absurd. Oh, dude, I'm so glad I don't watch that show. What a fucking abortion.
I don't watch it either. I read it.
Well, yeah. Jesus, that's... All right, let's move on to Raw.
I wasn't ready. Here we go. I'm stamping in some weed.
The pod smokingest fucking wrestling pod on the internet, my friends. Newly followed by fucking Joel Gertner on Twitter. What's up? I laughed hard at that. Fucking Joel Gertner.
Joel Gertner. I wish we had we should have had one of his promos saying his name up there.
That guy's fucking great. But we start off Raw. I don't know if they said where Raw was this week. I didn't look. I don't know if they said it or not.
I usually fast forward the opening video and the not there fireworks.
Yeah. the non-existent fireworks. It's like, maybe could you go back and like show me a footage of fireworks on TV?
Can you like give me the September 9th, 2002 edition of Raw opening, and I'll just cut it there? Yeah.
Just put that in for people watching on TV.
Yeah, crowd's a lot louder. You know,
everyone has signs.
Yeah.
Before you started taking everyone's signs away and being fucking cunts. And remember, like, the crowds had fun. And
oh, man. Like, you could have anything on a sign. Like, Big Show sucks dick. That could be a sign, man. Fuck yeah. We'll even put that on
my anything camera. You could have anything on a fucking sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I guess if you're a girl, though, you can have face fuck me signs, though.
Yeah. If you're, that's allowed. Yeah. Don't get me started on that. She's friends with people we're friends with.
Yeah, I know.
What a fucking way into to find some piece of low, like fucking F level fame in the wrestling world.
Right. Face fuck me.
Yeah.
It's like Kathy Griffin kind of levels.
She's like, oh, was it? Yeah, she was on the D list, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Kathy Griffin. Yeah.
So, it's safe to say F list, yeah.
I mean, we're right next to her. You know what I'm saying? Do you think she's a step up from us in popularity in the IWC?
She's got tits, so yes.
I bet we have more Twitter followers than her.
But she's got tits, so she'll get more attention.
She posts pictures of them, too.
Of her tits, like, without clothes?
Pretty close to that. I mean, I think that you can...
If you can't see Areola, I don't give a fuck.
No. But the deal is, I believe you're able to purchase said items.
I don't pay money to Pete off, so there's not.
I don't get that either.
There's no set of tits in this world that will make me to pay money to see it.
You know, like, I guess I at least get the Sunny thing, kind of. You know, because like you jacked off to her when you were, you know, when you were young.
Yeah,
and like, I can see it. Now that you've, it's like the same thing. This has turned into a completely different discussion. We're talking about Monday Night Raw.
Oh,
and now we're talking about wrestling business cam horse. Okay, let's move on. We're shooting today, man. We're fucking shooting.
We haven't even gotten to the first fucking like 5 minutes of Raw yet.
Raw starts with a moment of silence for 9/11. We get some kind of a scroll across the screen that I shit you not says that the last line says freedom isn't free. It's like, oh my fuck.
Only in America.
Freedom isn't free, cause folks like you and me.
It's a good little twang you put on the end of there. I like that.
Oh, man. Opens with Roman Reigns. And I mean, I've noticed this before, but it's when you really pay attention next week on Raw to how much Michael Cole likes Roman Reigns, you know, like in the story of the show, he likes him so much. When Roman Reigns comes down, Cole is just like, I've never seen somebody just like, I don't know, pile it on, you know? Oh my God.
He does kind of the same thing with Elias Sampson as well.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. like but you like said, let me tell you about my best friend.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a mediocre looking dude who sucks. But no, it's like he got the direction from Vince to really put over Reigns, you know, and he fucking takes it seriously.
I mean, I think he's the kind of guy, he takes everything seriously.
It's the big dog.
This is his yard.
Yeah. So they've been doing this lately where instead of putting the long bullshit promo at the start, they sneak it in after a match, which, I mean, it's better than at the start, but just get rid of it completely. There's no need for that. I hate the big long promos in the beginning, but it starts off with Reigns and Jordan. Jordan is dressed like a lone Steiner brother. Looks like
he always has really been a Steiner brother-esque looking.
He
guy.
Looks like Rick, you know, lost Scott. Well, he just got like the neon fucking green and black, like singlet, you know,
the early 90s color scheme. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 90s called, they want the windbreaker back.
Right. I get the point of, I was just curious about your opinion. So like, I get the point of a young upstart going, taking a veteran to the distance, losing, but being put over with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I totally get that. That's OG shit. But like, what's the point of a upstart losing to a bunch of them in a row?
And yeah. Then to using it in their promos to how the other one sucks because it took them longer to take care of the rookie. You know what I mean? Well, like, they're completely killing the fucking guy to death. I don't know if it's by purpose or not.
So like when Cena lost to Angle, right?
Yeah.
That's a big one of that. So and he goes backstage and
but at least then Angle showed him a sign of respect by shaking his hand. You know what I mean?
Well, he does that here too. I think, well, I don't know about Reigns, I guess. Cena did with Jordan. But then the next week, he didn't go on to lose to The Undertaker and then lose to Bradshaw and then lose to, you know what I'm saying?
No, he went on a winning streak for a very long time.
So weird. So, like, why are you Jason Jordan lose again this week? I don't. How are you building this guy up by having him lose to all your top guys? I don't fucking get it. Yeah,
no, they think everybody's Daniel Bryan, and it's fucking mind-boggling.
And I mean, this people are kind of coming around. Did you catch them at all saying the sun shit? I don't know if I heard it, man. Like after the fact, I wasn't about to go back and watch it again, but I wasn't paying that much attention, I guess. But I don't recall them saying that it was Kurt Angle's son. They very well may have, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were pulling way back on that.
They might be, and it's probably in their best interest too as well. So
it is because you're starting to kind of get over, dude. That rolling, I don't know what the fuck. I mean, I don't even know what you'd call that. It's just like a Northern Lights suplex times two. It's like a rolling Northern Lights suplex. That move's fucking awesome. It looks good.
He's a good worker. You know, he's fluid. He's quick.
Yeah.
You know, everything looks crisp and nice. He's got no charisma. His face is the same position all the time.
Oh, smiling.
Smiling, yeah,
you know. But that move, as cool as that move is, it already means nothing because Cena kicked out of it now and Reigns kicked out of it. So
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
Just this beautiful, don't even do that thing unless it's a finish, dude. If you're not going to beat guys with that fucking thing, don't even bother with it.
At least not, you know, in a match where... You know, you haven't, you know, solidified it as a finisher. You know what I mean? Like, cause it's not like that's like what's Jason Jordan's finisher? Oh man, it's where he does a double flip fucking Northern Lights suplex, bro. Nobody knows.
I don't remember what his finisher is because he hasn't won in a long time.
Exactly. So you can't really, you know, you take, if you got a big move, save it for when you're going to win a few. You know what I mean? And then
right.
You
use it. Yeah. When you're going to beat fucking, you know, Joe Blow or whoever the fuck. They haven't really gave him anybody to beat. I guess for the first couple of weeks, who is he beating?
Like Kurt Hawkins or some shit like
Kurt
that?
Hawkins. The Drifter, maybe?
No. The Drifter doesn't take a pin, buddy. His shoulders don't touch the match.
They've given the Drifter so much shit, and he's nothing at all.
Nothing, but he's getting cheers from the audience now, though. It's weird. No,
fuck off, man. Wrestling fans are fucking dumb. But yeah, the last time we've seen in this, he had as much screen time as the people in the match. They just kept flashing backstage to him. It's whatever. Yeah. Reigns wins.
Whatever. I mean, they end up doing the exact same thing, vice versa, during the Cena and Strowman match.
Right. Dude, they had a commercial for Jericho's going to be on that Chris Lee guy's new talk show. Do you know?
I don't know who Chris Lee is.
He's that fucking super closet gay guy who has
he has a show on USA.
It's like right after.
Yeah, we don't get USA.
No, it was right before fucking. Oh, okay. Well, you fucking damn right you don't get USA, motherfucker. Yeah, Rock, right. Rock. Even if you got it, you wouldn't fucking get it.
Raw comes on Sportsnet 360, sir.
Oh, it's this show, this like super rich guy. I don't even know what he did for a living. Maybe he's a designer, actually. But he's super, you know, super closet. Maybe not like that, but he's Southern. And he's got a family and shit, but he's totally gay. To anybody, you know, anyone who watches 5 minutes of the show, you're like, oh, yeah.
Probably he's why he has a show.
Well, it's just like, I just want him to be happy, you know? Like, Todd Chrisley, I just want you to be happy. And if being happy is, like, being made airtight with wieners, then that's cool, man. You know, I want that for you. I want everyone to be happy. So,
I was looking for like some fucking slow, nice music, man, but I got none.
Yeah, it's a little. We need a generic like emotional piano song,
like Casey Kasem's letter song.
I don't even know what that sounds like. But
I can't remember either. I just
the long distance dedication.
Yes,
thing.
Yes, yeah.
So, and then Cena's out. We have more of the Cena Reigns fucking thing. And this one is absurd. So it's like, I mean, I obviously doesn't need to be truthful or anything, but Reigns saying he's had more good matches than Cena. He's drawn more money than Cena.
So
when
much
every
lies.
Single person who's there is like, no.
No, you haven't.
Like anyone who knows anything is just like, no.
Cena's matches, you can remember more Cena's matches than Reigns' matches.
Now anyway. Reigns is, he's a face that everyone hates. And in further efforts to make him over, you're having him lie.
No, it's not a, there's no circle of fifths in here.
It's such an interesting case study in the history of wrestling. It will be one day.
Oh, right? Man, there's going to be, like, if they ever come out with, like, a wrestling book, a wrestling handbook, that will be in there as a chapter in its own.
I'm saying, like, 20 years from now on wrestling podcasts, because they'll still be out there.
Holocasts.
They just, like, go right into your, you download them right into your fucking brain or something?
Yeah, or it's like a hologram.
Yeah, ooh, holograms.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. But someone will be talking about, two old guys like, older guys like us will be talking about something that younger fans didn't know, and that'll be fascinating to them, like, the time that fucking WWE tried for, like, 3 years or whatever the fuck it's been. Feels like 10 years.
It's easily been 3 years.
Trying to get a guy over his face and just failing miserably the whole time.
There's really no other clear-cut example of it, is there? Unless you're looking at, like, Vern Gagne like pushing himself for years and years and years and putting the AWA out, but...
Fucking Vern was over.
Yeah, Vern was over, but I mean...
Vern was a top draw. I mean, people wanted to see him.
Yeah, but at the AWA did fail. They didn't, you know.
Well, I'm not talking at the end. I mean, that was like.
That's what I'm talking about is at the end, right?
He did that shit for like, what, 30 years where he was the top guy in that company?
It's just like, to me, it's like, how did it not get stale?
I did.
I'm sure it did.
It'd be him and. Him and, oh man, I'm too big. It's getting too big to do this show and like pull up fucking, you know, facts and shit.
Him and Larry the Axe Henning.
No, not Larry the Axe Henning. Fucking,
Kurt Henning.
You gonna name everybody who wrestled there? Scott Norton, but when he was a lumberjack. No, so you kind of played like the rich asshole Bockwinkle. There you go.
Oh yeah,
he was AWA champ a lot.
Yeah, he was.
He was like one of the two people that Vern trusted, and then you know at some point fucking Zbyszko came along, and because he was fucking his daughter, then he got it. Yeah,
I can easily tell you right now that I have not and have no desire to watch a Larry Zbyszko match from back in the day.
Yeah, he's a Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer, but...
I've never seen a Larry Zbyszko match, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
Oh, you should watch his match with Scott Hall in WCW, way after when he's
old. Oh, no, I've seen those. I mean, like, I've seen that match. Sorry, I should preface this. A match in his heyday, I've not seen.
Well, dude, wrestling then sucks. I mean,
that's true. That is very true.
Like, we could talk about all we want. But
unless
like,
you're talking about, like Tiger Mask and Dynamite Kid.
Well, yeah.
Randy Savage and Steamboat.
This is older than that. This is like him and fucking Bruno and shit, you know?
I got no time for that.
Heck, I got no time for fucking Bruno San Martino matches.
I got to beat off or something during the day. Like, that's definitely better than that.
And San Martino is a, you know, obviously in our Hall of Fame too, and I have respect for all that, but I don't want to go back and watch it.
No.
Yeah. I don't think that, I mean, as far back as I can go, it's like, what, the early 80s for me.
Early 80s is pushing it, yeah.
I mean, that's when I was born, so I guess, like, when I was a little kid, I watched fucking, you know, night wrestling from 84, 85, shit like that.
Yeah, I started watching wrestling around, like, 1990. WrestleMania 6 is my first memory of wrestling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The main event or what?
The whole show. I used to watch the whole show every day.
Oh, you had it on video?
Yeah, I had it on video, and I watched it. I knew I would get on my bed and be one of the wrestlers in each match, and I knew every move they were going to do. Right? I would just go through it. Like, when Hogan would fucking sell his knee in the main event, or when Andre would get his arms hooked up.
Yeah.
Right? Dude, those two fucking spots there, I loved it.
Damn Mrs. Fudge for not going into your room with one of those big fucking video cameras.
And videotaping that?
And videotaping that for my fucking watching.
I know, I know. That would have been fucking great, but...
Glorious.
Yes.
But yeah, throughout there, he also says that... Reigns is in there talking about ticket sales being through the roof and shit, dude.
Yeah, and meanwhile, one half of the arena is empty.
For Raw and SmackDown, dude.
Yeah.
Right? Raw, I thought I had a story, but I must have fucking accidentally... Okay, there we go. God damn it. I thought I had a thing about episode on Raw. There we go. They were in Anaheim, California, at the Honda Center.
Yes.
It was a poor crowd. I guess I don't know. I thought they sold 4,000 seats for fucking SmackDown.
That's a bad number. That's a very bad number.
But yeah, if you go online and too on Twitter, you can see pictures of Raw, and the Raw one's not good either, dude.
No, I mean, you call space spades. It is what it is. It's not a good product to watch live. Especially when you go into a television show. It's 6 hours of hell. It's hot. Everything's expensive. You know, you want a beer, you can pay $8, but you're at a WWE television show. You can't buy beer at certain times.
Yeah, this is the same deal as SmackDown where, you know, the where they have the cameras at and shit is completely fucking empty.
Yeah.
It tarped off. SmackDown, half that place is tarped off, dude.
Well, on the other side, the most they'll keep, there's like three rows of people, so that like when they go next to the barricade, there's somebody to shoot.
Yeah, by the entrance and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really fucking bad, man. So that's the thing. Like, where? How does this help get this guy over at all? Like that he's sitting here just like, and you're saying it, people, ticket sales are through the roof. Two people who are sitting in a half full fucking building, dude. Come on now. Come on, this is fucking craziness at this point.
Yeah, it's like the crowd was just like, it killed the crowd to the point where it's just like looking around.
Just want to hear like some guy like, it's all empty over there.
Yeah. Just one lonely voice saying, the arena's not even half full.
Exactly. Yeah, we got free fucking sodas to buy a ticket.
Free refills, too.
No less. So, I kind of keeping on with my time stamping, at least here on Raw. Probably forgot on SmackDown. Then it is I guess the big line of this was that he says that consider me a drug test because you can't get past me.
Yes.
And that was like the end of it.
I didn't watch Raw live, but I'm walking through, right? I'm making some fucking Italian sausages and sweet potato fries, okay?
And okay.
I'm getting stoned out on the deck while I'm doing this, and you could see the TV from like the window through the kitchen into the living room. And so, like, I see, like, that the whole thing is going down, blah, blah, blah. They're cutting the promo. I walk in, and I'm just walking through, and Travis is watching it. And all of a sudden, he says that, and I was like, great. It's just like, okay, I really want to see this now. And then that was the only good part.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But I don't know, like, what is the point of... I mean, everybody knows that, I guess. But some of this shit, it's so, like, for the fucking... internet fans, it's like the shit that Russo used to do. You know how Russo would always book the show based on like the fucking, you know, the super like smart fans. Like now they're trying to like appeal to us, but it isn't working.
But now, mind you, too, those wellness policy violations are front page on WWE.com.
Right? Oh yeah, I mean,
so even the casualest of casual fans can find out and probably do know. So.
I don't know why they do it like that. It's your own shit. You're not regulated to do anything. I'd be like, fuck, we'll do it. We'll suspend guys, but we're not going to be like, hey, you're fucking...
Yeah,
like, tweeted it. They tweeted it. You know, like, fuck, Roman Reigns has been suspended for... Holy shit.
Why can't you just, like, tell them, okay, you're coming to TV for the next, next Monday, and we're going to do an injury angle. You know,
Jimmy Snuka killed a broad, and they helped him.
Vince got him out of jail. So, Jesus Christ, man.
He killed a broad
that for
and was
nobody
like,
now.
Yeah, he killed a broad and was fucking doing fucking double love sign dives off the fucking top rope the next day.
Brada.
Oh my God. Moving on. 45 minutes into the show. This is the 45
minute
mark.
Yes. Wow.
Sasha defeats Emma in a. I don't know, just nothing really.
A match that you've seen thousands.
Bliss is on
of times.
Commentary. Yeah, Bliss is on commentary, and she's awful at that.
Yep.
Unless it's scripted, she can't fucking do it. Naya's music hits mid match, and she comes out and then sits on commentary. She's actually in street clothes. That actually, look kind of fucking sexy, if you ask me.
I don't think she's bad looking at all, to be completely honest with you.
And she had like. Her makeup on, or like not what she looks like when she wrestles, you know?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
The makeup
yeah.
is different, even, and like what she's wearing was obviously street clothes. She looked pretty hot, but commentary of the match completely stops to interview them, which is fucking weird. Like Cole asks a question, and then while they talk, and it really fucking started to notice it. I hate to like point out all these weird like OCD things that'll ruin the show for people. So remember when we were talking about camera angles switching every second? Some people were like, dude, I noticed it, now I can't unsee it, and it's like ruined it for me.
Yeah, well, like, and I'm one of those people, because I wasn't watching the product regularly, right? Like,
yeah.
I was just basically paying attention to my timeline that we were doing on the Federation, and then I believe I was on the show, and you talked about it, and I was like, I'm going to have to take a look at that. And then the next time I watched Raw, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm dizzy.
Next time you watch, you got vertigo. But anyway, the point of like Cole will ask a question, and then while they're talking, everything that happens in the ring gets a ooh, ah, oh, ah. It's so fucking weird, man. I'm telling you, watch and pay attention. Almost every single punch or kick or everything, that's how he does commentary. That's not doing commentary, man.
No, it is not. It's just
good that's... commentary never would go, ooh, oh, ah, come on, man.
That is it's equating commentary to a YouTube reaction video. That's what that is.
It fucking does.
Yeah.
This match was fucking dumb. An hour into the show, Lesnar and Heyman are out.
Yeah, I mean, this. I don't know about you, but man, these Lesnar-Heyman promos, I'm sick of them.
Yeah, it's the same shit all the time.
It is. It's the same thing. He's hyping them up like the next, the biggest thing in the world. And but at least this time, somebody came out, and Strowman came out and just leveled Lesnar.
Yeah, they basically call Strowman out. He comes out, he gets a German, pops directly up from it. So
I popped for that, though. I thought it was like, ha, good.
Yeah, and it ends with Strowman standing posing with the belt with his foot on Lesnar's chest.
That means he loses at No Mercy. But it does. You don't touch the title, man. You touch the title, you're cursed.
I just think the build to that whole thing has been just whack.
Well, and then like I said, man, they 2 weeks ago, I think it was, they blew their load with the first fucking week.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's something that should be saved for the last show, not the first show. You know, the whole pull-apart brawl.
And maybe, like, if a guy's a heel and he comes, like, sneak attacks and beats him down and then poses with the champion's belt, I get that or something. But, like, he came out and, like, face-to-face even fight, beats him down, and puts his foot on his chest. And, like, well, seems like too far for a straight up fight, no less. You know, like, what are you trying to do? I don't.
Well, yeah, it's basically told you what the outcome will be. You know what I mean? Like,
And then, like, this next week, Lesnar won't be there for the go home show. It's like, what do you do here? We've talked about that a million times.
Yeah, no, they do heat like the Lesnar back, you know,
they do the pull apart brawl on the first one, and it's like they do the last thing first, and then they have no idea what to do for the next 3 weeks.
Which is illogical, to say the least.
Yeah. And two, there's the idea that, like, okay, they've been separated, and you don't go the extra mile to, like... You know what I'm saying? Because, like, after they get separated, if, like, Strowman has a match later, at least take 5 seconds of your 47-hour piece of shit show and throw Heyman and Lesnar out or something. You know what I'm saying? Show them leaving or something. Like, just little touches, man. Have them being like, you've been kicked out, you know, you were throwing you guys out or something. Just actually fucking try. I don't know. It's just lazy.
I agree completely. Like, because why didn't Brock Lesnar come and attack Strowman during his match with Cena?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Yeah, exactly, dude. Just a little bit of logic, and like, we all know wrestling is fake, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, doesn't give you a free pass to just like, well, fuck it, you know? Other TV shows don't say fuck it on things.
No,
you know?
No, that's because the ones that do aren't on TV anymore.
Well, yeah, you don't go watch a movie and they go, well, you know, we're just going to leave things unbuttoned.
Actually,
and start things.
David Lynch does.
Oh.
Twin Peaks. This last season of God Twin Peaks. Damn it. left a lot of goddamn fucking loose ends unraveled, not tied up. Just, my God.
I need a kazoo, man. I need one. Yeah, I heard a lot of people were mad about it, but I don't want to start on Twin Peaks because, like,
this will be a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, and people don't listen to it. They're like, what? yeah. Speaking of starting things and then not paying them off, Goldust. Remember when he was going to be at SummerSlam? And he was going to find a protege. No, never mind.
No, fuck that. We're just going to get Bray Wyatt and wipe his paint off.
Yeah, Goldust is out for a match with Wyatt. How fucking weird. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, it's just out of the blue.
I actually really liked Wyatt's promo on the screen. I thought it was good, actually. Talking about, like, maybe a man behind the paint. I always think his promos are good. They just don't mean much.
Yeah, well, because he never wins. Your promos can't mean much if you don't back it up.
Yeah, commentary stresses throughout this that Wyatt and Balor at No Mercy is not the demon. It is just Finn Balor. It's not the demon Finn Balor. How is that going to, you know? Oh, the demon could beat fucking Wyatt, but will the regular fucking Finn Balor? Probably not.
That just, I don't know. I don't get it.
No, it's awful. Wyatt wins in a squash. Starts wiping Goldust's makeup off, which I actually liked. I thought that was cool. He wipes all his fucking makeup off. Finn Balor's out. Wyatt escapes. I didn't care about this the fucking last time we had to watch it.
No. I don't care for this match either.
I've been saying that for a long time. Goldust's final match, he needs to wipe the makeup off himself in the ring.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that would be nice.
Perfect end.
Show his old ass looking face.
Yeah, man. What else? It's Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yeah. A bar promo. It's, they're just regular.
Why can't they just call him the bar? I'm putting him in my notes as the bar.
I do too.
Easier to type. They are the bar. Just call them the bar. We can't trademark the bar, pal.
It's like, but it's the bar. Like, the bar has been raised.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Hour 30, Ambrose and Rollins on commentary for Gallows and Anderson versus the bear.
The bear.
It just turns into a three-way brawl on the top of the fucking ramp. So
Yeah, nothing. Then we find that Asuka joined Raw.
Dude, what the fuck, man? Why would you spoil that surprise?
I know.
Why wouldn't you in 2 weeks or a week or 3 weeks, whatever the fuck it is, have her surprise enter and get a huge pop from the crowd off of it?
I agree. I thought they might have went the route, when I seen that happen, Travis looked at me and was like, oh, so she's going to Raw. I was like, I feel like they might play that on SmackDown, too. And then it's like, oh, never mind.
She's going to
Raw.
So that's them thinking at this point that not enough people will know who she is when she debuts in that arena?
It's either that or they want the television rating.
Pretty fucking piss poor. That's a big part of why these shows used to be fun with surprises and shit. There are none.
No, you get surprises on the week after SummerSlam, the week after WrestleMania, the rest of it, you can go fuck yourself. Which makes them not surprises because you know when they're going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Drifter sings, then defeats Kalisto. Nothing.
Woo.
Cena and Braun at the top of hour two.
Yeah. And the main event we got was, why? You could have put this in the main event and had your four-way or your eight-man tag, whatever you want to call it.
That's their new thing. They just put like the marquee match at the beginning of the second hour because they know no one watches the third hour.
Yeah.
And nothing you put there is going to save it.
No, so you just put it where you know the most people will watch it in that third hour.
Yeah. They just like, dude, so Braun takes him out with the stairs outside, which is legal, throws the stairs in the ring and slams him onto him, which is illegal, and gets a DQ.
You didn't know that, Jim?
No, I knew that. I just think it's fucking stupid.
It is stupid. If you've maneuvered the stairs to be somewhere, it's illegal.
Because, he picked them up and ran them into him outside. So it's like, how is that not, man?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
It's definitely not an issue of stationary or not stationary, because the stairs were stationary when he slammed them on them.
Oh, man, my drug-addled brain right now is just like...
You just blew my fucking mind. That's stupid.
It was as Jim would say, poop.
Poop. He slams him on the steps. It's a DQ. They play bronze music anyway. He won by DQ. They play his song. He lost by DQ. They play his fucking song.
Yeah, and then he marches back to the back.
Yeah, through my fast-forwarding of this show, I must have missed the fact that this main event was happening. Because then they're like, oh, they're looking for teammates. I'm like, oh, okay,
Jim, it's like we're kindred souls, because it was the same thing for me. I fast-forwarded all the Sheamus.
Or they didn't, dude. Maybe they didn't say it. I don't fucking know.
I was skipping through, like, the Ambrose and Seth talking bits and stuff. It's like, I don't...
Would you be surprised if there was no mention of it before that?
No.
I wouldn't.
Oh, no. It's quite possible that that's what happened. It's highly likely.
It's something was high.
I'm high as fuck.
So, Oh, dude, I'm pretty bad right now. So they asked two nerds. I don't know who those guys. Somebody's like, oh, that's head writer. I don't fucking care who it is. Then they see Malenko.
Yeah.
Who I'd take fucking a 50-year-old Malenko.
Oh, man, the badass. Ice. Oh, goddamn. I'd take him in a heartbeat. Wrap him up in the Texas clover leaf. They'll tap in a second.
Yeah. They come across the Hardys, and Matt Hardy is fully woken.
Yes. Yes, which I'm still not 100% sure what woken means. Like, if it's the same thing as that woke stuff, like, bro, you gotta be woke, bro. And it's like, I'll fucking come on your face, Jim.
It rhymes with broke.
I'm gonna come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
it just rhymes with broke, that's all.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Couldn't use stroke. Stroke
and Hardy's. Lita comes out. Just fucking.
Matt Hardy is his full blown joking. But there's no build to it happening. There's no like, oh, this is the reason why. He's just going to be like that. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it is silly. Miz and the Miztras are out for Miz TV to announce that they're having a baby, which, dude, is a foolish, foolish fucking thing in case it doesn't happen. I have seen that. I have had friends of mine who then him and his wife, they'll be like, hey, we're having a baby. And then they don't have a baby. You know what I'm saying? It's like... So you're going on TV and like, oh, we're having a baby. Like, dude, you have no idea, man. She could have a miscarriage. And then what, dude? Like, and then it's just this whole thing. You already said it, man. You already, like, I've told the entire world. It's like, it's not good, man.
I've never thought about it like that before.
I've had it happen, dude. Like, it's, I don't know how commonplace it is, but I know, like, from what I've seen, it seems like it's a pretty common occurrence. The first few before, like, women have kids. At least some women. So it's just a weird thing to go out and say, and advertise it and shit when she barely is. You can't even see that she is, so it's not very much.
No, she probably just took the clear blue pregnancy test.
But, yeah, he's interrupted by the guest, Enzo. And they just have him fucking decimate this guy.
It's so good.
Oh. Yeah.
It's so
again
good.
With the same kind of shit of like Cena decimating fucking Reigns, but even more, and just all backstage shit that like most your average fucking wrestling fan has no idea about any of this shit. So like, it's got to be confusing to them.
It does.
Like, what do they mean? He doesn't in the locker room. He's this or that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Enzo is a fucking abortion.
Yes. Nailed it. But he also managed to, unfortunately, fucking 205 Live was in the blast radius of his fucking burial. Because 205 got some fucking stray fire shot over there. Like, I'm pretty sure Metalik caught a fucking bullet in the leg from this. Cowdy and the crossfire.
So they repaid him by putting him in 2K18, even though he's wrestled like two matches.
Is he in 2K18?
He is. He looks.
He's probably just fucking. Go in there and look. Him and Lindsay Dorado are like the exact same, minus the finisher, I bet. They've all got like fucking Huna Karata 3 and shit for their moves.
Oh, he's probably like rated. Like, he's probably rated like 68 or something like that.
If it's legit, Lindsay Dorado would have, because he's got some of his own actual moves. There's no way, dude. There's no way. They're all just fucking the old Rey Mysterio one. You could just do the 619 as grandmother. This is bullshit, dude.
Comes out to the Mexico's entrance, riding the lawnmowers.
I'm pretty sure Grand Metal League doesn't do the 619 as his finisher. This is bullshit. They've really gotten lazy on those games.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, it was pretty good. He really shit on him. Pretty fantastic. Talks about him getting, dressing in the hall, getting kicked out of tour buses, all the stuff that we've all heard about.
And it's all great because it all happened in a Miz.
Yeah.
So you had the exactly. Miz tell them to do it. It's just fucking
and
awesome.
He kind of even mentioned that, right? Like, yeah. That he's at his own.
Yeah.
It was pretty decent, man. The Miz is... It's weird. It's like, he could sell the shit out of the match. I don't want to see the match, but the build-up to the match is cool.
Yeah. Oh, completely. Completely. I agree completely. He's a great talker. You know, like, at that point in time, you got to put him up there in the upper echelon of WWE.
Yeah. Too bad he's not on the same show as Rude. I feel like him and Rude would be fucking...
Oh, they would be able to throw some shade back and forth, eh?
Yeah, and it would just be, you know... Well, I mean, even you know, he did put on a good match with fucking McIntyre.
Yeah, no, I agree completely.
What is that?
That's my brother making a shake.
Travis Fudge, lady.
Travis Fudge on the on Suplex City Limits.
Making a shake. Oh, okay, I'm not gonna do. Yeah, this Enzo runs into Neville backstage, who just walks away and laughs. I don't get the point. Okay. And you have your main event. The Good Brothers and the Bar take on Rollins and Ambrose and the Hardy Boys. You know, that's pretty average. Here, Rick, look at the difference in this 8-man tag versus the 8-man tag. Oh, that was our match of the week.
Night and day. Night and day. This is, if you were to label both, one would be how to do an 8-man tag, the other one would be how not to do an 8-man tag.
Well, one would be like how to do an 8-man tag
in front of 60 people, so you don't.
Well, no, and the published date would be 2017, and the other one would be like published in 1965. You know, this is a much older manual. It's a non-updated one.
Yeah, yeah, it's got radium in it and everything. It's just dangerous to touch. It's so old.
The Barts start to bail, so Rollins and Ambrose take out Anderson. They get the pin.
Yada, yada,
that was
yada.
Raw. I thought Raw was pretty mediocre. There was no, looking back, there was no really great match. There was no good match on the show. Well, there were some decent matches,
well, I mean,
I guess.
You can go so far as to say Roman Reigns and Jason Jordan at the end was fun to watch to a certain extent.
That was the best match of the show.
Yeah. And then Cena and Braun Strowman, just because of the freak nature of Braun Strowman, it's fun to watch. But other than though... You know, other than that, it's, meh.
Yeah, pretty mediocre.
Yep.
There you go. Next week, the go home show to No Mercy, without Cena, without Lesnar.
Yeah, it's going to be something else. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm willing to put down 5 pesos on no storylines will progress.
Well, how will they if Lesnar's not there and Cena's not there?
Well, I'm talking about like any storyline.
Oh, no, dude.
Nothing will progress.
Yeah, the Drifter will maybe come out and beat, I don't know. Well, who else? What other shitty guy? They did beat him, Kalisto, so.
He beat maybe him, Kalisto. Maybe. Is Sin Cara on Raw? I think he got traded to Raw. I feel like
I think he is because they have 205 Live and
shit. So, yeah, Sin Cara. In the full-on neon bodysuit that he wears.
I bet he will fucking be. I bet he will take on some.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Oh, can't wait. Me. It'll be fucking insane.
It's going to be lit, dude. Let's get into SmackDown Live from Las Vegas. All right. Viva Las Vegas, SmackDown Live. As I mentioned earlier, in a half-empty stadium. It's weird how many apologists there are. You know, all I did is tweet out pictures of the crowd and shit on Twitter, and people were in there quick to defend and quick to fucking white knight. It was really weird.
Like, what would be their... What would they say? Like,
why do you care about attendance, and what does it matter, and blah, blah, blah. What? Or a news show?
Attendance matters in a lot of ways. It tells you if a product is working. It tells you if people are engaged. It tells you if people like your product and are willing to spend money on it. That's what it tells you.
Yeah. And granted, Vegas, there's a lot of other things to do. But come on, man. You should be able to sell out Vegas.
Oh, easily. With all the attractions that bring people to Vegas, the transients going through, and it's populated enough just with people living there.
Three title matches, the final of the Mae Young Classic. You knew there was going to be celebrities there. You knew, like, Ronda Rousey is going to be there, and the women from GLOW. Some of the women from GLOW were there.
I mean, the lesser-known women from GLOW. Karma back in the WWE, though.
Yeah, under her real name, which is weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super weird.
The 4,000 people who were there were a pretty decent crowd, though.
They were, though. I will agree. The 4,000. I mean, Vegas is a charismatic town, is it not?
Yeah. Owens is out to start the show. He's suing everyone. He's going to make it to Kevin Owens' show. He's firing people. Sami Zayn is first, which is fucking great. I pop when he said, like, he's going to start firing people. Sami Zayn's first.
He even finds Sammy later on in the show and tells him that he's going to be the first one he fires.
He tells Saxton and Phillips that because they sound the same on TV, they may as well wear the same suit. He doesn't mean the same suit twice. He means one big suit, which is amazing. I would love to see that.
I agree.
I think they wanted that more than he wants it.
I'm just thinking, honestly, diddle each other.
Yeah. But also, he's canceling the Fashion Files, which there was no Fashion Files this week. So
no, did I not see a GIF of Fandango and Breeze on 205 Live?
Oh, I have no idea. That's possible. I can
like
see that.
I feel like I did.
We saw some shots of his underarm herpes. So.
What is that, though?
Don't know.
I've always wondered what that was, and it's like, man, why?
Yeah, he calls on Vince. Shane's music hits, and it's Dolph, which is like the first good thing they've done with this angle.
I did pop for that. For all the stuff that I hate Ziggler for. It's like, when it came out and it was Ziggler, I was like, haha, I'd rather see not Shane.
Aaron Echoes, listener of the show, shout out to him. He had the best idea of all. He's like, Dolph needs to come out to CM Punk's music. Genius. Oh,
yeah. The crowd will.
Genius.
Oh, and just do it like in some surprise fashion, like at a pay-per-view. And CM
Open
Punk's
of the show,
plays.
SmackDown Live opens, first thing. That song, Cult of Personality, and it's Dolph Ziggler with the X's on his, oh man.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I wouldn't do it at the first part of the show. I would have it like mid-match or something, so that you're kind of surprised and it's like, what, really? Because like if that music happens first thing, I would just be like, oh, it's Dolph Ziggler, because that's his gimmick right now. But if it's in the middle of a match, it's like, holy shit, what's this? And it's Dolph Ziggler. It's like, oh, you got me good.
AJ Styles defeats Ty Dillinger. And the match fight wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's a 7-minute match. You know, what can you do in 7 minutes?
And commercials and shit.
Yeah.
Corbin comes down toward the end of the match. Styles takes him out. Gets rolled up for the near fall. Kicks out of the tiebreaker. taps fucking Ty Dillinger out. So.
Well, I mean, it's not a foregone. It's a forefront thought that we all know finishers mean nothing in WWE.
Well, kind of. They've been trying to, right? The AAA has been taking people out.
Well, yeah, but that's John Cena. John Cena's always taking people out with the AAA. Might take him six times.
There's a while where people are kicking out of those things.
Well, yeah, I know. But that's every John Cena match. So if John Cena wants to have a, hey, guys, you want to please like a match of mine, he does six of them.
Yeah. People kick out of fucking Avalanche AAs and shit, so. But Corbin says that next week he's going to have the match, and fuck, big deal.
It kind of kills the U.S. Open Challenge when we know, who's going
right. Yeah, it's just Corbin fucking it up all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's that gimmick not done as well.
How fucking robotic was this chick who fucking interviewed Rusev?
Man.
I have never seen somebody so robotic. Unbelievable.
It was painful to watch. It really was.
Ooh, fire this woman.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You can't. the fact that she's not fired now is a travesty.
Yeah. I got a horrible transgender Mahal segment. Blah, blah, blah. USA, Nakamura, xenophobic. Wash our Raja car wash.
Didn't he say at one point in time he looks like he's squinting all the time or something like that?
Dude. He's like, they're looking at pictures of Nakamura, like frozen pictures of him from a match, like up on the screen. And like one of them was like, he looks like he has to, he's looking for a bathroom or something. It's like, really, dude. Ugh.
Yeah, potty humor. Here we go.
Yeah, the Owens backstage. Got some guy taking notes about what he's going to change on the show. And then he runs into Zane, who's like standing 4 feet away from there. It's so weird. It's like Zane was just standing there the whole time. It's fucking awful. But it was funny. He tells me he's going to fire him, as you mentioned.
Well, first he starts telling the heartwarming story. How they've wrestled in front of 14 people and they wanted to wrestle in WWE so they never have to do that again. And then I'm going to fire you.
Like, he's like, I'm letting you out of your part of the agreement.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. As mentioned, the New Day and the Usos, the Sin City street fight was fucking good.
Yes. Yes, it was. You had people flying everywhere. Big E damn near killing himself. Because I fear for Big E's life every time he does one of those fucking dives.
Yeah.
I really do. Because he goes fast and he goes hard. And like, especially when it's like towards one of the announce tables, he usually hits one of those announce tables pretty fucking with a decent clip.
Yeah. Really good match. New Day take the belts back. They show some people ringside. One of them is some YouTube broad. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either.
The women's championship match, Naomi taking on Champ and Talia with Carmella on Ellsworth. She's got, or on commentary, she's got Ellsworth on a collar. You know that's Vince's idea.
Yeah, because he
reeks of a Vince idea.
Vince, that he's just envisioning himself being on that collar.
Yeah. The whole, and dude, the thing where they got involved was so fucking bad. Just awful timing as Natalia dodges and Naomi ends up taking out Ellsworth and Carmella. Just bad. And yeah. Natalia taps Naomi out with the fucking sharpshooter. So Naomi's done in the fucking main event scene.
Well, at least for the time being.
Yeah.
Because you can only push two women at a time, right?
Well, you can only push two of anything at a time. Two women, two tag teams, two top guys.
Yeah, two big guys. Yeah. Two cruiserweights.
Ziggles out to his own song, still in his America tights, that he wore all through being a heel. Genius.
Yeah, same tight. Didn't he wear them as a face as well?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he switched heel and then he just kept wearing American flag fucking tights. Cuts a promo, then leaves, comes back doing a Bailey entrance. Then an Ultimate Warrior entrance. And Dana Warrior was there. They had just showed her before this segment.
Yep. Yep.
And then they didn't go to her for a reaction shot, which was really dumb.
Yep. It
was.
You had Dolph Ziggler he ran so fast you couldn't see it.
Everybody panned the shit out of this last week, so I guess that's why they decided to do it again. He doesn't even wrestle. He just leaves.
Yeah.
Again.
Just done. Okay. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye, Dolph. Don't come back.
New American Alpha defeat the Hype Bros.
Yeah, Zach Ryder just walks off.
Yeah, neither team has fucking matching gear. Remember last week I bitched about New American Alpha not having matching gear. I'm like, well, fuck, pull it together for next week.
Nope.
So
Shelton Benjamin's just like, sorry, bro, this color's just don't jive with me.
There's some weirdness in here too because Benjamin's like holding, I don't know, one of them up in the air, and he's too far away for Gable to get the tag, and it's just really weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that too. It was just like, ah, guys, come on.
Yeah. And go to shake hands afterward. Ryder bails. So, going to have a fucking Ryder and Raleigh fucking feud, huh?
Man, I told you it was coming. Told you it was coming.
Just bad.
Just bad.
Think of, like, we have no tag teams. So let's split up another one.
But in to their credit, they are breaking up a shitty tag team.
Well, that's true. But they were good for, you know, just to come out as faces and get beat by some heels. I mean, they're perfect for that, right? You could have them lose every night.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Owens in ring. Yeah. Out comes Vince. The crowd is cheering Vince. I don't understand why.
I think it's just because they haven't seen him on TV for so long.
They stress that it's been 4 years since he's been on SmackDown Live.
That's SmackDown sure. Live.
Yeah, shows how much he cares about that.
Yeah.
He comes out, of course, obligatory fat joke. So
fat
that's great.
Asses!
Vince says he's never lost a court case.
The name of the company tells you he did.
Yeah, Wally's holding a fucking microphone that says WWE. Not WWF.
Yeah, that's a court case, son.
You know, he also lost some shit to WCW when he tried to sue them, but you know, who's counting?
Yeah, no, not him, of course.
He didn't suspend Shane for attacking him. He suspended him for not finishing the job. And then goes into the weird, you know, like that Vince shit, right? Where he wanted, like, Steph and Shane to, like, slit each other's throats and disembowel each other, fuck each other in the ass, and or whatever, you know? And Vince's like, he didn't, for not ripping his intestines out or... Something about his ass, his asshole on the mat, or his anus, or something.
I fucking wanted weird. Shit on the mat.
Yeah, it's weird as fuck. You know, they shake hands, and he fucking shoot headbutts the shit out of him.
Oh, dude.
What the fuck? So, my question to you is: was this planned as a work headbutt, and it got fucked up, or did they just plan just? Give him a shoot headbutt.
I think it was a planned shoot headbutt. I really do.
On fact, a 72-year-old man.
The fact that Kevin Owens is not fired is proof that it was a shoot headbutt.
It's, well, they wouldn't fire him for that.
Oh,
if it,
yeah. I think they would.
You think they would?
They suspended Titus O'Neil for 60 days for touching Vince. Pushing him. Okay? They would fire Kevin Owens in a heartbeat. It's also not a strange thing for Vince to tell somebody to lay it in.
Yeah.
Right. So like, he always told them if it's a chair shot, lay it in. I want it hard because I don't want nobody to say that. You know, like do it so that we can. You know, like if you don't do it, why should we? So it's like if I do it, then they know that. You know, I won't ask them to do anything I won't do.
So everyone's talking about the headbutt, and you know, by all means. The headbutt that fucking like bloodies him in the ring. Side note: do you think that Vince fined himself for getting color?
Well, yeah, but it's fortuitous blood, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but no one is talking about the fucking frog splash, which is still something a 72-year-old man.
So fucking dope looking, though.
Yeah,
I like the whole thing. Right? I've heard arguments.
I did too.
I've heard arguments of why would Kevin Owens headbutt him? That just uncalled for. It makes no sense. It's like, he's a bad guy. Bad guys are irrational. People do irrational things when they're horrible people. Boom.
Isn't it weird that the same thing they're using here to make him a huge heel is exactly what they did to make Stone Cold Steve Austin a super face?
Yeah, and it will work. You know what I mean? It will make him a huge heel face tweener.
I never stopped. Well, during the America's whatever the fuck thing he was doing, I didn't like that. But other than that, I'm pretty much behind this guy.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Owens, especially as a promo, he's you know, his work is great, but his promo abilities and talking abilities are phenomenal.
Yeah, while they're helping Vince to the back, Mom comes out and sends Owens to his room.
Yeah, and then shows up in a Mae Young Classic, happy as shit.
Yeah, here's a
Hunter.
Big
Hunter comes out. Hunter comes out. Why didn't Hunter come out to fucking kick fucking Kevin Owens' ass? Why? He was there. It just makes no fucking sense. Don't have Hunter and Steph there, or just don't do that angle there. It's stupid because everybody knows it's the same place.
Why? Who decided that Steph needs to come out and send him to his room? Because it was totally like that, and it just ruined it. And like, why does she have to be out there? It's been great having her on the show.
Well, yeah, like it. As far as we knew, she was not there. You know what I mean? Like, why is she there? You know, it makes no sense.
All right.
Why is she at SmackDown? She was always at Raw.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah. She's the one who, well, she supposedly runs Raw, right? Yeah, exactly.
Not now. Really, is it? I don't know. Does she run it in this current
angle? Yeah, she's
there?
Supposed to be. Angle's like, you know, the whatever, he's the general manager, right? But she's still the commissioner.
Fair enough. No, you're right. So, you're right.
Doesn't make any sense at all, dude. But whatever.
They'll be back soon. Or no. Football season just started, so they ain't come back no time soon. Triple H ain't anyways.
Probably not. So, yeah, that was the whole show. I actually thought it was a pretty good episode of SmackDown.
SmackDown was definitely better than Raw.
Last week, SmackDown was the worst.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I fucking hated that show. So
it was the dirt worst. It really was.
This week was, you know, had some shit, but it was all right. Had some good moments. Not a terrible show. No. But they're going. They have how long until fucking Hell in a Cell, dude? Like a month and a half away.
It's no. It's about a month away. It's middle of October. Okay. I think it's like October 13th or October 15th.
Oh, that's a month, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. What are you going to do with this now? What are you going to do for four more weeks?
Enjoy my fucking Sundays is what I'm going to do.
Well, I'm talking about them as far as building the story for this show.
Oh. I have no idea. No idea where they're going to go. I guess, like, I don't know. You can have, like, him get arrested. You know, they might just carbon copy the whole Stone Cold thing. Yeah. He'll come in a maple syrup truck because he's from Canada. And then Vince gets stuck to the canvas and he just starts laying the boots to him.
Can't fucking beat that shit. Let's move on past this to, what do you want to talk about, some NXT?
Sure.
NXT. There wasn't a lot on this show, really.
No. It was a one-match show, really, to be completely honest.
The Aussie Cunts take on Ruby Riott, who has no partner. Nikki Cross kind of creeps around the ring and then takes herself in, fucks shit up, and then takes out and leaves.
Well, and especially when they just showed a video package of Regal saying that she can't have the match unless she finds a partner. I won't let you have a handicap match. And then the match starts. And it's a handicap match. What? Like, what? Did I miss something? I don't know.
Yeah. They do a little flashback here for the setup of this Gargano and Riddick Moss match. Ugh. Holy fuck. Backstage, yeah. Jose, in an interview, he challenges Lars Sullivan. So that is going to happen.
Yeah. Oh. Probably not at a takeover. At least I hope it's not at a takeover.
Yeah, we get Johnny Gargano versus Riddick Moss, who every time I hear his name, it just makes me think of Riddick Bowe, the boxer from back in the day.
No idea.
I used to play the game on Super Nintendo, Riddick Bowe Boxing. Fucking awesome. Moss comes out with his boyfriend, see Tino Tabatelli.
Tino Tabatelli. He's like,
he's in tiny list. Trunks good and list, covered bro. In oil for like what reason? Why is he fucking in little trunks with no fucking shirt on, covered in oil, when he's not even wrestling, dude?
Because he wants you to look at him, Jim. He wants you to stare into his oily ass.
Put on some fucking jeans and a shirt. I don't understand it, dude. Like, wrestling is so fucking weird and gay sometimes.
Yeah, you're completely right.
Like, why would you do that? Like,
there's a reason why I don't tell girls right off the hop that I watch a lot of wrestling.
I feel like I still feel like the trunks are like Dalton Castle should wear trunks.
Yes.
Or who else? Like Joey Ryan should wear trunks. Other than that, get some fucking shorts, dude, or some pants.
Yeah.
At least like long fucking tights. I don't know.
You remember back in the day when there was a stigma on having a masked wrestler win a world title?
Yeah, well, this still isn't that company, but okay.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going nowhere with it, but it's just like, remember that?
Yeah.
I'm really stoned.
The Pot Smoking Instant Wrestling Podcast on the net. Oh, man. And then this, too, like, this match
was nothing.
Having Gargano just, like, bump around for this guy just does him a giant disservice.
Yeah. Isn't he the guy that fucking... hurt a Tommy?
Yeah, well, him and Sabatelli, yeah. Moss was the one.
Yeah.
He escapes the Gargano escape, dude. In this, and Johnny like looks at his hands, Ultimate Warrior style. Looks to the heavens. And, you know, he gets fucked up and then wins off the catapult spear. Why did this move? No one's gotten out of that move, and they let fucking Riddick Moss. This guy sucks, man.
Triple H must see something in him, I guess. I don't know. Maybe Triple H likes his flowing locks.
Him and Sabatelli are both just complete body guys. That's fucking stupid.
It's everything. I think myself, those two are there to appease Vince McMahon.
Mm. So vascular.
Yeah.
Look at the quadriceps.
Hashtag fuck the street profits. Are out next.
I add a hashtag too?
Yeah, man.
Hashtag fuck the Ely brothers.
The street profits are out. Do you see the asshole white kid and his dad both stirring invisible shit in the crowd?
They've been doing that for about 3 weeks.
Those same guys?
Yeah.
God damn it. They take on the Ely brothers, who, like, dude, the Ely brothers look great and shit, but are green as fuck.
Yeah.
Why not just train them off TV and bring them out when they're ready?
That's
why are you doing, like, jobbing this team of big motherfuckers, man?
If we were in a logical world right now, you would be completely correct. But
okay, the Ely brothers, just train them, have them work house shows with a good tag team, and fucking, you know, I mean, I just don't get it. These guys are huge, and why are they just the Ely brothers? Like, they're two dudes who need a gimmick, and they could be a fucking badass tag team when they learn how to wrestle.
Yep. They're just plain guys right now that are just taking pins.
But yeah, you change them over, and you're still going to be like, oh, the fucking Ely guys, you know?
Because, yeah, they've already been them now. You know, that's what they're going to be.
Yeah. And the Profits clown them in this match, dude.
Yeah.
Clown them. It's fucking ridiculous. And then they win. We have a great Asuka vignette that I guarantee you will not be seeing on Raw, despite it being fucking 3 hours long.
No, you're probably right. Know what I'm saying? You're probably right, no, because they try to stay away from most of the NXT stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, this vignette was fantastic. It's perfect for Raw.
Yeah.
Perfect for Raw.
I agree.
They won't do it.
Nope. Nope. I bet you they won't.
And in continued very scary decisions. Next, Aleister Black speaks next week, they say.
Yeah. I'm hoping he says like one word and then somebody cuts him off, comes to the ring, he fucking roundhouse kicks him and walks away.
Dude, him in fingers a ring crossed. On a microphone is bad. Him doing an interview, like a typical interview, or even a sit down interview, all that shit's bad. The guy he can speak in crazy, like produced promos and shit, but other than that, man.
Yeah. I mean, in my scenario, he doesn't speak, so.
Yeah.
That's one way that's you good. Can get around it.
And we have the one of our top five matches. As we mentioned, Wolfgang taking on the Bruiserweight Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
For the rarely seen UK championship.
Yeah, it looks more and more like WWE got these guys so that the British scene wouldn't take off.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Kind of. Because there's no British TV show going to happen, in my opinion. I don't see that happening at all.
Yeah, post-match, Cole, Fish, and O'Reilly are out. There's a brawl taking place. I love it. So Wolfgang comes to help Dunn, who then just bails out like a cunt. And he walks away, and then, like, he stops, turns back, runs to the ring like he's going to come and help him after all, grabs his wrecking belt, and then busts off again. It was so fantastic.
It was so good. I popped for it.
Like, this guy, he fucking gets it, man. Like I said, like, I'm kind of really came around on him, and this kind of shit is just smart. And I don't know if it's his idea. Probably not. He's a young guy. But whoever's coaching this shit is fucking smart.
He even just looks like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that haircut, it's just only pieces of shit would have that haircut.
The bitch in the back tries to have a interview with him before he comes out, and he just like puts the belt in his mouth and does like the punch of his face thing and walks away. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Can we do something with this guy though? Why can't he show up on fucking?
He can be on NXT. He can be fighting for the world title in NXT. It's completely viable.
Kidney can just come out on a random fucking Raw and have a match with somebody.
If they're in the UK, probably, yeah.
You know,
like I feel like that would be a good, like if you had him and Tyler Bate on a Raw in the UK. And it's like, dude, those crowds would go insane for that.
Yeah. It's a good call, man. What else we got on this show? That was it.
That was it. Yeah.
So, yeah, and Bate and Seven come out, a.k.a. the entire UK division. And we end the show. So I have no idea really what's going on. I know they did have a name for...
The Undisputed.
Yeah. For this group, I guess that takes place maybe next week or something. It was taped, so... So there you go.
Yeah, because they had, they were wearing the t-shirts that said Undisputed during this, actually.
Yeah.
There's never really elaborated on it.
For sure. Pretty good show.
It was. The shit matches aside, it was a decent show because it was only an hour and you got one really good match out of it, so.
Can't bitch there. Let's talk about some Lucha Underground or what?
Yes, sir.
Lucha!
Fucking Lucha Underground episode 100.
100. Now they can officially do syndication and make money forever.
Yeah. And hopefully use that to make season 4 because I'm getting fucking scared.
Yeah, scared you should be, sir.
The show opens with a fucking awesome segment. Ricky Mandel has changed his name to Ricky Mundo. Johnny, definitely not impressed with this when he finds out.
Not a fan. And you know what, though? Jack Evans during this whole fucking spiel.
Great.
It's great. He's saying not one word. He's amazing.
Except for the only thing he does say, is Johnny says something about, well, take him to Slamtown. And someone else is like, Slamtown, Slamtown. And then Evans.
That's so fucking good.
God damn it. Actually funny, man.
Yeah. It really, really is, and I appreciate it so much.
Atomicos match, 4-on-4. Sexy Star, Phoenix, Cage, and Puma. No idea why that's the team.
Nope. There's no rhyme they don't even there.
No. They take on the Worldwide Underground. Johnny Mundo, PJ Black, Taya, and Ricky Mundo, who is taken out of the match. At first, he corrects Melissa Santos about his name.
Yes.
It's awesome. But Johnny punishes
him. He has the ID the whole time when he's saying his name from the crowd. He shows the ID. It's like McLovin all over again.
Johnny says for changing his name without asking him and stuff. He makes him sit out and brings out Marty the Moth as their partner, which is a good idea. Which, because Phoenix is there, so they can move that along. They finally convince Cage to take his gauntlet off at the beginning of the match. And later on, Jeremiah Crane comes out, steals it. Cage gives chase and is out of the match. So we have Mundo takes the pin on Puma, which is interesting. And they're coming into their match here at Ultima Lucha. Trace. The Moth then grabs Melissa and she slaps the fuck out of him.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, that was so good. Like, those were full-on slaps, like, no holding back to the face.
Like 10?
Probably. Yeah, it looked like it hurt.
That guy's crazy enough to be, dude, just throw him in there, rifle him in.
Yeah, laid in.
She slaps the fuck out of him until Phoenix takes him out. So, we got this cool backstage. The feed that I had some weird audio. I don't know if you watched the same feed that I did.
I didn't notice any weird audio.
Oh, there's a weird audio thing after this, but there's like a backstage. Crane delivers the gauntlet to Katrina. He wants a kiss in exchange. What's that?
I said, I do too.
Yeah. Mill takes him out, and as they're fighting, Cage shows up and grabs her. She then disappears, and all three fight cinematically for the gauntlet.
Yeah.
It's fucking glorious. And then Dario swoops in and steals it.
Man. Yeah, he becomes like, he's like a little Smeagol.
Yeah.
Oh, my precious.
Fucking glorious there.
Did you notice how they explained if Katrina has the gauntlet, it's so much more powerful than her powers that her powers don't work? She couldn't disappear until she dropped the gauntlet.
Yeah.
That was fucking great. No wrestling show goes into that much depth, and this one does.
Exactly. It's can't, this show can't go away, goddamn. If I have to, like, write a check and send, like, some money fucking over, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's do something. Do a fucking...
Let's do a Patreon thing.
Well, I don't know why they haven't set up, sold the DVDs. Sell the fucking first three seasons on Blu-ray, dude. I'll buy them.
Oh, I would, too. In a fucking...
You know, put them in a fucking nice case with a mask, you know, like, of the logo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
Sell the thing for $75 or $50 and put some shit in there. Put some, you know, make a collector's thing.
Yep.
And you could get people to pre-order those on, you know, like a Kickstarter type of deal.
Everybody loves a pre-order. Everybody.
Well, I just... This is something that I feel is passionate enough about that I want it, that I would be willing to put money down on it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I agree. I would be willing to buy that Blu-ray, even though it's on Netflix, because I'm just I'm a quality whore. I love quality. I've never seen Lucha Underground in its true quality because I'm in Canada.
Oh, well, it's not, that channel's not even HD here.
Really?
Well, El-Ray's not an HD channel, I don't think.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, but I watch it. I mean, I watch it. Feeds are sometimes shitty. So, I've never went on Netflix. I should check it out. It's probably pretty fucking high quality on there.
Oh, without a doubt. It's as high as streaming quality can be, but it's not a Blu-ray.
That's true. Second match of the show, Dragon Azteca Jr. takes on Pentagon Dark for one of the ancient Aztec medallions. Pentagon takes the win and goes to break his arm. Montanza intervenes, and Dario stops him from attacking Pentagon, sicks him on Dragon, who is Rey's protege. And Matanza smashes fucking Dragon until Rey comes out. We have our main event.
Dude, like, the only thing that can get me into a Toucan Sam match is Pentagon Dark. It's the only thing.
A Toucan Sam match?
Yeah, the fucking headdress he wears looks like fucking Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. It's like,
that looks right like, that looks like Yoshi or something, or Koopa Troopa. Matanza and Rey, yeah, this is pretty good, except for, like, man, I do have to boo to Matanza for holding the chair up for that 619, and it looked like shit.
Yeah. It's
supposed to be, like, put in there, into the ropes, it got knocked out. It kind of sucked, but whatever. Rey's foot is under the rope for the count. Dario is outside, pushes it in, so.
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
It gets the 1-2-3 by the fucking... By cheating. Matanza beats him down post-match. This was awesome. He puts Rey's head in the chair, slams it into the post. It looked fucking vicious.
Yeah, it was dope. You really felt bad for Rey.
When he threw it into the post, he did it repeatedly. The chair broke, dude. The chair basically, like a metal chair, disintegrated fucking from running into the post. It was pretty intense.
Yeah, no, it was.
And then throws Rey over his shoulder, and Dario leads them out, so that's where we're at going into the next episode. A lot of good shit, man. Everything's building, and as with the other seasons, they do tie up a lot of shit. You know, that's one thing, too. Like, they open a bunch of storylines, they close them all up, and set some shit for the future, so I don't think this whole war thing is going to take place yet.
No,
so.
No, I think that was the hook for season four, but I really hope we do find out that Katrina is... Dario's mother at the end of this season.
Yeah, that's something that you said for a while.
And I've said it for a long time, and it just keeps on getting... Because, like, the last time was when she said that you've already died once, and I've saved you. I'm not doing it again. She died once when she was Dario's mother, and now she's back again. So,
yeah.
I'm convinced, and I need that to be clued up before they go away forever. You know what I mean? So,
they can't go away forever. But we found out what they like... Her mother is that fucking detective chick, right?
Yeah, so she's ungodly old, too. She's just a fucking ripe crazy. Old age of 8,023.
What a weird fucking show.
I know. And it's wrestling.
So awesome.
That just makes it even weirder.
I've said it, man. Like, I think it's over the top to say, but it is my favorite wrestling product ever.
It's definitely... I wouldn't go... Because I'd have to think about it. But it's definitely the most enjoyable one to watch right now, aside from New Japan for me. But, like, when you're talking about American wrestling, that is my favorite one to watch because it's just like an hour of bang, 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 good, 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 Ah, cool. You know, and the storylines are dope. Right. Best storylines in any wrestling period.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to be so bummed if we're sitting here going, remember Lucha Underground? That's awesome.
Now, mind you, they have their faults. They've had their other downs. But, I mean, it's so much more of a movie than it is a wrestling show. And when you look at it from that frame and not pigeonholed it in all the wrestling's rules, it's really, really enjoyable.
That's like, too, to go in and do something with wrestling that no one's ever done. No one's ever fucking done this.
Yep.
You know? As I just feel like it gets a lot of shit, you know, but you and I are both fans of Wrestling Society X. Same thing, took wrestling, like, what can we do differently with this shit?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Put it in a warehouse. Put it on TV. Yeah. Make it look underground.
So yeah, and have crazy explosions and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that shit, man. I like fucking an interesting take on it. So that was Lucha Underground episode 100. I'm jacked up for this for the rest of this season.
When does Ultima Lucha start?
Dude, just a couple weeks here. Yeah, it's just one or two weeks. I guess it's like, what, a month of Ultima Lucha?
Yeah, it's 4 weeks of Ultima Lucha.
So we're going to go into... We'll probably get into October, and that's going to be about it.
Yeah, yeah, probably. November.
Sad.
November, we'll be out an hour of wrestling.
Sad days right there.
On the upper hand, though, one less hour of wrestling to watch a week.
Oh, come on. I'd rather watch, you know, ditch anything else than this.
But... Oh, no, I agree. It wouldn't be the one that I would say ditch.
Yeah. Ring of Honor, quickly... I mean, not much really going on in Ring of Honor. Ferreira and Cheeseburger had a really good match, actually.
Yeah.
I thought. Pretty good match.
Yeah, it was better than what we've seen on WWE. You know what I mean? Besides for probably the Usos.
Yeah, Cheeseburger refuses to tap out. He gets choked out. He continues to attack. Who was the run-in here on this?
No idea.
I can't remember that dude. Some other guy runs in. He looks like he's going to save Cheeseburger, but then they just double attack him. Silas Young.
I pictures him, but I don't know. He's not cool enough for me to remember his name.
Yeah, he's just another white guy.
Yeah.
Last real man, Silas Young, with a Beer City Bruiser, who's selling the knee injury from last week for the cane. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Dicks on Chase Brown, who's a completely green guy. He's from Future of Honor shows.
Oh. Yeah,
they really do with that Future of Honor. They really fucking cultivate some guys, but I don't know. Some of them I'm just like, I guess they're moving on. Yeah, they just don't seem like Ring of Honor guys to me, you know?
No, I agree. But in certain aspects they do, because they're just vanilla.
Well,
you know what I mean? A lot of Ring of Honor guys were vanilla. Especially if you watch 2003 Ring of Honor. Fuck.
Right. He squashes this guy. Post-match beatdown. Lethal shows up. They have a pull-apart brawl. Argue on microphones. It's going to be Young and Lethal at Death Before Dishonor in a last man standing match. Which should be good.
Yeah.
I feel like
Death Before Dishonor will be a decent show.
Oh, it should be. I'm not going to pay to watch it, but...
No. I don't trust iPay-per-views enough for that.
Yeah. Cody takes out Dalton Castle. Going back to something with the challenge, Dalton Castle was going to challenge. He's doing like an open challenge for the belt. That's how he's wrestling Suzuki.
Yeah, yes. And he was going to answer the open challenge.
Also, that dude, Jay White... And Punishment Martinez have a Las Vegas street fight at Death Before Dishonor.
Oh, the only upside to it is Jay White. Jay White's really good. Mm. But Punishment Martinez, then, I hate him.
And you said we talked about the main event, which is our favorite match of the week. If go check it out, man. Fight TV, you can stream that shit to your TV or your Xbox One or all that shit. Definitely worth taking a look at that. What is coming up on the Federation this week, man?
It's TNA, NWA TNA pay-per-view 69.
Oh.
Surprisingly, no 69 jokes, but it is headlined by Jim
Man, it pains me to tell you what it's headlined by. the co-main event, Jim, is Hacksaw Jim Duggan taking on Jeff Jarrett.
What the fuck?
Wait for it. The main event is Rick Steiner taking on Jeff Jarrett.
Shut the fuck up. If you were going to say Scott, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's something.
No, Scott was in WWE at this time, feuding with Test over Stacy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, I heard there was talk that that it was early talk that it was going to be Jarrett and fucking El Patron at fucking whatever the hell.
Oh, man, how bad would that have been? Because
what is that pay-per-view called again?
Bound for Glory.
Oh, Bound for Glory. Holy shit, huh?
Yeah, because Bound for Glory is their WrestleMania, even though Slammiversary seems like it should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's good. Wow, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. This is what, 2003 or something?
This is October 29th, 2003.
Is it Halloween themed at all?
No, not even a little bit.
Hmm.
Like, there's really no super great match. Kid Cash and Abyss in a chair and a pole match.
A chair on a pole match?
Yeah, because Vince Russo's doing the booking here, right? Then there's Raven against Vampiro in a hangman's match or whatever. Blood Gallows hangman's match. Where you got to hang your opponent over the ropes.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a bunch of shit. It's entertaining as hell.
That should be something. If you haven't heard the Federation, definitely check it out. I'm sure it seems like most people who listen to this listen to that.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. Our crossover.
And if you don't,
like,
fuck you.
If you don't, suck my fucking dick for real.
Yeah.
Hello, check it out, Tyler and Travis. Who you mentioned that he was in there making a shake. That doesn't count as a guest appearance. He needs to come on this show, actually.
Yes, well, I mean, since he usually is only about 4 feet away.
Well, yeah, right now. Exactly. He's around now. We got to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe post No Mercy, perhaps.
Perhaps, sir.
All right. What else we got? Anything else before we bounce the fuck out of here?
Would you name your kid Branch?
Branch?
Yeah.
If I was a tree? Maybe if I was a tree.
Yeah, fair enough.
Kid's name is Branch?
Total Bellas. When Brian calls her and says, I think we should name our kid Branch.
Oh, man. I didn't finish that. I got like halfway through or something, and then I had to do something.
Oh,
else,
really? So. Oh, dude. I fucking thoroughly enjoyed it. Enjoyed it.
And so they just named it after their fucking underwear company.
Yes. But
God damn.
They hook up Daniel Bryan up to a pregnancy simulator.
Yeah, nothing happens.
He no sells the fuck out of it. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, you think that dude has a bit of pain? Fuck. Yeah. Pro wrestler. That ain't shit to him, dude.
No, he's got this.
Ain't shit. Check out our Facebook page. We have the Hall of Fame under the album section. We're definitely worth taking a look at. We pitch everybody in the Hall of Fame. It's like 100 and almost as many as we have episodes. So check that out. Throw your boys a fucking like on the way out. You can send us audio questions, impressions, anything. Come up with something. Make us laugh.
Did Viva La JD die?
You know, I think he sent something last week, and I didn't get to it, or I forgot to check my email. And this week I did too. But send them, and we'll play them maybe.
At some point in time.
Yeah, at some point in time.
Maybe we'll just ignore questions for a long time and just do a mailbag.
Mailbag? Maybe you
mail's here.
Yeah. Oh, we got to use the song from Pee-wee's Playhouse when the mail guy comes.
Yes.
Isn't there a song?
I think there is. I'm positive there is.
The mail song. Shout outs to our friends in podcasting, Wrestling Soup, of course, The Federation, Sat Pods, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznit, Out of the Van, Monday Night Snore, on YouTube, definitely check out Rocked Reviews, Wrestling Shorts, Kim Justice, cool video. That one I mentioned on Heroes of Wrestling. Did you get a chance to check that out or no?
I got it queued up in my to-watch list.
There you go. Pretty good shit. And I wanted to start something new. You think I'd be prepared for it, but I'm not. I'm going to give a shout-out at the end of the show to everybody who retweets our pinned episodes on Twitter. Just something I thought about. Now, at some point, this could get fucking out of control. But right now, it's not. So,
right now, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Shout out.
This actually works.
Yeah. Gumshoe Media, Cinnabud Podcast. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Was it Cinnabud?
Hey, oh, that's Chris Savage. That's infamous Chris Savage. I should be reading the names, not the ats, probably.
Yeah, probably.
No, it's the Cinnabud Podcast.
So it's like a weed podcast.
Probably about movies and weed, sure.
I never even thought of Cinna as Cinna.
I thought you said
I was thinking like cinnamon, like cinnamon bun. So it's like Cinnabud? Like you know Cinnabon? You know the story?
So fucking high, man.
I really want a cinnamon bun.
Cinnamon bun. Mm. Cinnabud Podcast. They got an extended shout out there. Chris Savage.
Happy on your show. That's what that means.
Jay Orduna. I don't know if that's his name. Senior. He's at Javen37. He's a good guy. I talk to him on Twitter all the time. Jersey Comic Crew. That's with a K. Shout out to them. The Strap, the Brocast Podcast. Of course, Federation, Shooting the Shiznit, our homies over there. Nerds with Words Podcast. Jericho underscore MPM. He's a cool dude. He does every episode videos of Suplex City Limits. Yeah, is up on YouTube with video game footage. Courtesy of him. He does that just like out of his own fucking beautiful heart. We love him for it. So if you want to watch something while you listen to the show, that's the way. What was that?
It was me doing kissy noises.
Oh. Tom Zim, EMZT Productions, Bumwine. This is a podcast I am in. That's it's a blog and podcast. Bumwine, beers, 40s, malt liquor, and more. They review these things. That sounds awesome, actually.
It does.
Fucking reviewing bum wine. Fucking Thunder. I think
now wouldn't it be a fucking a swerve if they had to review it how it feels in the bum and they get drunk from the anus?
Oh yeah, that's a thing nowadays.
It is. Imagine if one of there's your episode 100 there or whatever.
Could have happened podcast, Long Box Scavengers podcast, and. That's about it. So retweet our pinned episodes to get yourself a shout out at the end of the show the next week. Hopefully this makes increases our tweets and our audience and we all share love together. And it's beautiful.
Now let's get naked and masturbate. I want to hold you.
I think we've done enough for today.
I think that was proof that we are just too stoned.
Yeah, this is all over. So, yeah, I think we've got everything. Next week, we'll be back. We'll do this all again, and the week after that, and the week after that, for months, for years, forever. Until Tyler gets sick of my shit.
Or until, like, you got. Let's not go political.
Like Rando Commando did.
I'm sick of this.
He kayfabe, but in reality, he just didn't want to watch shitty WWE wrestling every week anymore. And I can't blame him at all for that.
No, you cannot blame somebody for that at all.
For watching Raw this week, it's like, I get it. So, all right, well, we will be back next week. Do you have anything before we go?
No, you guys.
I feel like you need a closer before I hit my same old closer every time. But
y'all can go take a long suck on the side of my soggy love muscle. Good night.
Well, and on that bombshell, as always, when you get all the dick and or pussy you desire, remember, a winner is you, and as always, be excellent to each other. We'll see you next week. Bitch.
If I eats now and it takes a nap, I ain't waking back up. I'm going to sleep all night.
If I eats now and takes a nap. What the fuck?
Suggest that I'm someone you should not respect. connect in 3, 2, 1. Connection failed. Recalculating navigation via secondary mobile apparatus. Estimated speed at falling rate of 263 knots. Rate of survival, 33%.
How long have we been away?
Approximate calculation, 547 days. Cyrus, do you still want to go home?